Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1972. Prabhupada continues conversing with the reporter, Dharma Reyes. Preaching to Indians with Westerners, Prabhupada. It is the duty of Indians to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But I am training these foreigners. They are doing this duty. But it is the duty of the Indians. It is their culture. But in India, a young Indian man is satisfied if he gets a nice wife and a little bit of money. Then he says, my life is successful. Therefore, I went away. I previously approached many gentlemen. Please, you have got four sons. Give me one son. I shall make him a real Brahmana. But there was no result because they do not know the value of Krishna consciousness. Now, with Western disciples, Krishna has given me a chance to preach in India, a very good chance. Now they are appreciating. When I go to India, they become surprised. Swamiji, how you have done this thing? Success without pride. The reporter says, your home base is in Los Angeles? Prabhupada, yes, my headquarters is in Los Angeles. Now we have made very big headquarters in Bombay, Juhu, 20,000 square yards. We are constructing a very nice temple there. And similarly, we have got another headquarters in Lord Chaitanya's birth site, Navadvip. There also we are constructing a very big temple. Reporter, what about England, London? How is your movement doing? Prabhupada, yes, in London we have a very nice temple near the British Museum, Seven Bury Place. And all Europeans, they come to see our temple from Germany, from France, because we have been advertised in cooperation with the Beatles. The Beatles, George Harrison. You know his name? He is a very famous man. Yes, so we have produced some records in cooperation with George Harrison's organization. And because the records are produced through George Harrison, we have got a very, very big sale, and that is advertised right at Krishna Temple, London. So people come from all parts of the world to see what is our Radha Krishna Temple. The reporter of the title of this section is, Why Criticize Others? The reporter asks, do you have any connection with the Maharishi? Maharishi? Prabhupada, no. Reporter says, what do you think of the Maharishi? Prabhupada, why shall I speak of others? Then people will be angry. At least my position in foreign countries is far better than any Swami's up to date. Vivekananda went to America about 80 years ago, 1893. So Ramakrishna Mission has got about 4 or 5 centers in America. But I have got centers in America and Europe, almost 40 centers, and so many students. In the Ramakrishna Mission, you won't find so many American boys as followers. But we have got thousands of followers, and they are all young men and girls. So that is my hope, that even if I die, I am 76 now, these boys will conduct this movement, I am sure. My comment. Prabhupada's advice for preachers speaking to reporters. Reporters become thrilled. They have their story. But the public tends to become angry when religionists criticize others, especially other religionists. In addition, Prabhupada expresses his conviction that his disciples and their subsequent followers would sincerely and intelligently continue to maintain and expand ISKCON. All roads lead to Vrindavan and book distribution. The reporter continues asking his style questions. On the surface here, where were you born? Prabhupada, I was born in Calcutta, 1896. Reporter, what did you do? Prabhupada, I was an ordinary man, that's all. Reporter, did you work? Prabhupada, yes, I worked as a manager of a chemical concern in my family life. I've got my family also. My wife and children, my grandchildren in Calcutta. but I've nothing to do with them. Reporter, and when did you start on Prabhupada? I left home in 1960, practically. Reporter, you left Calcutta? Prabhupada, yes, save for the last 22 years. Reporter, and where did you go when you left Calcutta? Prabhupada, I retired to Vrindavan. So there I began to write books. When three books were finished, I started for America. There I also wrote dozens of books. You have seen our books? Our Krishna book is selling like anything in Europe and America. We are practically maintaining ourselves by selling books. We sell our books all over the world, about 20 to 25,000 rupees daily. We spend 7 to 8 lakhs of rupees monthly. In Los Angeles alone, we spend 20,000 per month. In New York, we spend 10,000 per month. My comment. We know of Prabhupada's pleasure when his books, filled with transcendental knowledge, are sold. But here Prabhupada mentions another point about book distribution. Quote, we are practically maintaining ourselves by selling books. What a transcendental way to maintain ourselves. Selling books by speaking about Krishna all day. Crooked questions, straight answers. Reporter, doing what? How do you spend it? Because Prabhupada just mentioned about how much the income was from book distribution. So he asked, how did you spend it? How do you spend that amount of money each day or each month? Prabhupada, we have to maintain our establishment, the temple, the deity, so many devotees. In each center, we have got at least 25 devotees, at the most 200 devotees. So their living costs everything. But some way or other, Krishna is giving us. But we have no fixed income, neither we have any bank balance. My comment. Common materialists can never understand how a pure devotee is satisfied by working to please Krishna. When viewing Prabhupada and his movement, such a reporter can't help but apply his own materialistic and selfish tendencies and assume that ISKCON is a business with a boss on top who is, quote, enjoying the fruits extracted from the hard work of those whose sentiment he is exploiting. I think I'll stop here. Okay, the next section is called The Root of a Problem, and that, Krishna willing, we shall read tomorrow on Nrisimha Chaturdasi.